True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Went to fill up my gas tank yesterday and noticed the price at the pump at the station where I had been filling up was 10 cents higher. Looks like across the area we're about a nickel higher than we were a week ago. Is that just because of increased demand for Labor Day, or is there something going on with oil? Let's find out from Eric Smith, professor at Tulane's Institute of Energy. Happy Labor Day, Professor Smith.
Hey, happy Labor Day to you.
What's going on? Are oil prices going up, or is this just increased demand at the pump?
We're in pretty good shape. I think you saw a little bit of a jump there day to day just because of the holiday travel, which is normal. But in general, we're producing significant amounts of oil. Louisiana isn't, but the country is. And we've got refining capacity available. So things are pretty good certly for gasoline. I think they're a little worse for diesel. And the reason is the U.S. doesn't produce as much heavy oil as it needs, so it has to import heavy oil, and that's been a little difficult recently. So if you don't have enough heavy oil, you can't produce enough diesel fuel, and that's what's going on there.
All right, so generally good news for drivers after an unprecedented, it feels like, long period of time with really stable gasoline prices. This is just a little bit of a spike that probably won't last. But you said something else that piqued my interest there, that production is great in the U.S., but not so much in Louisiana. What's going on with Louisiana and oil jobs?
Well, I think we're still in great shape when it comes to what we call the downstream area, which is the refining and the petrochemical industry. Those continue to grow just fine. But Louisiana is no longer a major producer of crude oil. The Gulf of Mexico still produces a fair amount, almost 2 million barrels a day, but not so much Louisiana. We're down in the 70, 80,000 barrels a day range. Total production of about 14 million a day. So
where is that oil coming in, and why is it not coming in Louisiana like it used to?
Well, the heavy oil, we never had a serious supply, but what we did have came out of places like California, which doesn't like to drill for oil anymore. And our other sources were places like Mexico and Venezuela, and you know how things are going with them. So they haven't been producing as much. At one point, we were even running the refineries here in New Orleans area with crude oil from Russia. So, I mean, it's an international market, but the U.S. is blessed with a lot of light, sweet crude, which people normally think of as the ideal crude oil. And it is if you want to make gasoline. It's not the ideal crude oil if you want to make diesel and fuel oil and things like that.
So what has changed for Louisiana if the production in the Gulf is still fairly stable, why is Louisiana getting a smaller share of that production?
Well, because we were counting for years on oil production onshore in South Louisiana. That's the crude oil that helped us win World War II, incidentally. But we counted on that oil being produced along the Gulf Coast, and then it sort of shifted to offshore and then started getting into deeper and deeper water, which is what's still going on. Most of our crude coming out of the Gulf is out, certainly in federal waters and beyond. It's you know, we used to measure depths in hundreds of feet. Now we measure them in thousands of feet, water depth. So the crude's a little more expensive to get to, and we just don't have it in the sort of south of I-12 territory of the state anymore. We produce a little bit elsewhere in the state. Of course, we're big-time producers of natural gas. Not going to run out of that anytime soon. But as a crude producer, we're, you know, way down the list, like number 11 in terms of the states.
Are we still playing a big role in that offshore industry in terms of oil field service, in terms of skilled workers, in terms of folks from Louisiana and companies based in Louisiana playing a part in that exploration and servicing that exploration?
We are. And that's again, part of the good news. One of the issues, though, is that we've gotten much more efficient at how we produce it. So we can produce more oil, whether it's onshore or offshore, with fewer people. And we're feeling a little bit of that. But I think in general, the service companies are doing fine. Again, they're relying on natural gas as well as oil. So, and then if you're in Texas, they're relying on natural gas liquids, which we don't produce much of ourselves. So on this Labor Day,
if people are considering a career in the petrochemical industry, if they're considering a career in oil and gas, specifically in Louisiana, is it still a good growing industry that you would advise people to go into? Are the jobs of the future going to be there, high paying jobs? And is it something that people should still be pursuing at whatever level of the industry here in Louisiana?
I think, you know, you said it the first time. It's a challenging business with a lot of good opportunities in it. We regularly place our graduates out of the Energy Institute every year before they graduate. So people are paying money to have people who are well-trained to perform that work. Our students are mostly at the graduate level, but we do have undergraduate students going into this business. And places like Nunez Junior College is turning out operators and offshore junior college type people. And again, they're all placed before they ever graduate, making salaries that are typically anywhere from 50 to 100% more than they would be paid for the same skills in any other industry. So I think oil and gas is doing just fine. I'm just saying we should put a little more stress on the gas side. A little more stress on getting the infrastructure in shape that we need to export more natural gas, because all of the LNG that's produced, and most of it's produced in Louisiana, as you know, all of that is going into the export market, and you can't export unless you meet their specifications and unless you have the proper assets. One asset that we've got problems with, of course, is the pipelines. People don't like the idea of more pipelines, but the facts of the matter are, without the pipelines, you can't export anything, and we're an increasingly export-oriented state.
So folks who are considering a career in oil and gas, you think they can have a long, healthy career, they can go into that, make a lot of money, and that career won't be going away anytime soon. Maybe they could even retire in that career. You think it's that healthy, huh?
I think it's pretty healthy. That's right.
We're talking with Eric Smith, who is professor of Tulane's Institute of Energy. When we come back, I want to talk more about the advancements we've seen recently with the LNG terminals and the growth in exporting here in Louisiana. How does that look, and should we expect to see more of that? And I welcome your questions and comments, as on this Labor Day, we're looking at different industries and how the labor market is looking. Louisiana's always had a strong oil and gas labor market, and it looks like that will continue, according to Professor Smith. What do you think? 504-260-1870. We'll share your questions and comments after this Labor Day 2025 on WWL.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thank you for joining us on this Labor Day 2025 and spending some of your day with us. If you're laboring, we appreciate it and hope that you get some time off later. We appreciate Professor Eric Smith joining us from Tulane's Institute of Energy. We're hearing so much about the growth of these liquefied natural gas terminals, the construction we've seen from one end of Louisiana to the other. We've also, though, heard some pushback against some of that and some questions about the future of it. How does the LNG future look for the state?
I think it looks great. We're kind of uniquely positioned to be leaders in that. And quite frankly, we're leaders in the world in that at the moment. So I don't think we're going to have any issues with that. I can't say it's insatiable, but I think there's a strong appetite in the world market for the natural gas generally as a cleaner fuel than things that they're using. And we expect to see certainly additional competition coming down the road, but Louisiana's got the deep water ports, it's got the pipelines, it's got the, most importantly, the gas production in Texas and Louisiana to support those terminals. Quite frankly, the only thing we can do is kind of screw it up. And the way to do that is to not recognize that the customer tends to be right most of the time. So you want to meet his anticipated requirements in terms of things like CO2 emissions in the train from getting the stuff out of the ground all the way to putting it on the ship. And that's problematic in the sense that we're passing laws all the time, at least in the last legislature, focused on making it more difficult to lay CO2 pipelines. Well, if you can't get the CO2 that's produced away from that LNG terminal, you can't produce the LNG to put on the ship. And that's just the simple facts of the matter. We have, you know, people who have strong feelings about CO2. They think it's going to catch fire if it leaks and that sort of thing. None of that's true. CO2 is used to put fires out, not to start them. So what we need
CO2
to do
is CO2 sure definitely is not flammable. But that doesn't stop misinformation in this day and age of spreading like wildfire in social media and changing people's political leanings, feelings, and attitudes. Speaking of politics, we have seen a shift with the Trump administration away from credits and incentives for alternative energies, for developing more wind, solar, and other alternative, whether it be algae or whatever. Is that changing the way that these oil and gas and energy companies after, for many years, talking about wanting an all-of-the-above policy where they participated at all levels of options in the energy market. Now that the administration is de-emphasizing that and taking away the financial incentives, are these companies backing away from the research and advancements they were attempting to make in terms of alternative fuels?
Well, I think they are backing, not so much from the research, they're backing away from building new commercial facilities. And I think that's a worldwide phenomenon. That's not just true in the United States. We hear more about it in the United States than most people do. But you see the same thing with the European oil companies like the Shells and BPs and people like that. Equinor, which is a big Norwegian company that's active here in Louisiana as well. They're backing away from putting capital into businesses if they don't think they can make a return on that capital. Particularly in the U.S., without the incentives, which of course extend to the Europeans as well, they're the people that are building wind farms in the United States. It extends to them as well, and if they are not seeing those subsidies, they're not seeing strong returns. They're going to hold back a little bit in terms of investing new money.
So maybe for now.
I think that's the sort of thing you look at and you say these are big capital assets and they take a long time to amortize over time. And these guys will, you know, still keep them on the agenda, but their priority will shift down the column a little bit. At the same time, they're going to advance their projects that are more immediate in terms of return, like LNG and natural gas and yes, even crude oil.
We're just about out of time, but I do want to very quickly, in the 30 seconds we have left, a lot of experts have told me that nuclear should be a part of the equation going forward. Do you see the world, and particularly the U.S., having any appetite for building new nuclear reactors?
I do. I think we're going to see some additional reactors, but they're going to be a different type than we've seen in the past. Not these big baseload custom designed facilities, but more of a mass produced smaller unit and more of them. So I suspect that there's going to be some pretty healthy debates about the rules on how to do that. But that's all the right way the world's going. That's the way we're going as well.
Yeah, as Chernobyl and Three Mile Island become memories and fewer people who live through it, maybe, just maybe, we'll see safer new efforts in nuclear. Thank you, Professor Smith. Thanks for taking some of your Labor Day to join us here on WWL. Back after the news to talk about the mayor's race.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.